This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, well, big news again last night. Another bombshell. A bombshell that I think is huge. And that is the Justice Department releasing a former FBI informant from a confidentiality agreement, allowing him to testify before Congress about what he witnessed undercover about the Russian nuclear industry's efforts to win favorable decisions during the Obama administration and how to get close to influence Bill and Hillary Clinton. Justice Department spokeswoman Sarah Isger Flores confirmed to The Hill that a deal had been reached clearing the informant to talk to Congress for the first time. Now, this comes nearly 8 years after he first went undercover for the FBI. And here's how Sarah Isger Flores put it in a statement. The Department of Justice has authorized the informant to disclose to the chairman and ranking members of the Senate Committee on the Judiciary, the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, and the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, as well as one member of each of their staffs, any information or documents he has concerning alleged corruption of bribery involving transactions in the uranium market, including but not limited to any of the things related to Vadim Mikhailin, Rosatom, 10X, Uranium One, or the Clinton Foundation. And that, of course, is huge. Because that's just one of the three big scandals that have basically changed the entire Russian narrative and changed everything. For all of these months, the mainstream media, the Democrats, Hillary Clinton et al. Have been trying to gin up a story that somehow it's been Donald Trump colluding with the Russians to win the election of 2016. Donald Trump from the beginning said there's no truth to it. It is the Democrats, it's the left, it's the media trying to find an excuse for the biggest upset in American political history. In fact, now it appears that after months and months and months of looking for collusion with Donald Trump and the Russians, Donald Trump might be the only one not colluding with the Russians. But it appears that Hillary Clinton may have. It appears that the Podesta Group may have. It appears that Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC may have. This is a scandal that just goes far and wide, and the recriminations are just getting started. And all of these bombshell revelations, many trying to run and hide from this growing storm because of the shocking revelations surrounding the Russia collusion story, the Russian dossier story, the Paul Manafort story. All of the stories intertwined, and they all seem to tangle up some of the same names, including Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Eric Holder, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Rod Rosenstein, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Democratic National Committee, CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, and yes, let's not forget, Robert Mueller and the FBI itself. How delightful. This is why I get up in the morning to do shows like this. It smells badly, and it's hard to look at some days, but hey, it's what we do, so let's continue. Because in addition to the whole Uranium One scandal going on, it's also been established that Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee, under the guidance of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, were the ones paying for the now widely discredited Trump dossier. In fact, they kept funding that effort until Election Day of 2016. At this time, 1 year ago, the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC were paying a foreign spy to work in a foreign country to dig up dirt on their political opponent here in the United States. In fact, Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC violated campaign finance law by failing to disclose payments for a dossier on Donald Trump, according to a complaint filed yesterday with the Federal Election Commission. The complaint filed by the nonprofit Campaign Legal Center said the Democrats effectively hid the payments from public scrutiny, contrary to requirements of federal law. By law, campaign and party committees must disclose the reason money is spent and its recipient. Adav Naughty, the senior director of litigation for the CLC, said this: by filing misleading reports, the DNC and the Clinton campaign undermine the vital public information role of campaign disclosures. Voters need campaign disclosures, he continued, to be enforced so they can hold candidates accountable for how they raise and spend money. The FEC must investigate this apparent violation and take appropriate action. Meanwhile, though, after all of this, and then you've got Paul Manafort, by the way, working for the Podesta Group, John Podesta, of course, being Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, and her brother Tony, his brother Tony, run the Podesta Group, also tied up with Russia and other nonsense. But Hillary Clinton said yesterday her big concern now is it's not the uranium, it's not the Podesta Group, it's not, you know, her paying for the Russian dossier, the dirty dossier that turned out to be false. It's none of that. You know, Hillary's concerns are with the Republican Party and its future. How charitable of her. In fact, we've got sound of that. We've got Hillary Clinton talking about her biggest concern right now is the GOP. Go ahead.
You know, we've seen in the last week, we've seen Bob Corker, we've seen Jeff Flake. There are a lot of other people in the Republican Party who feel exactly the same way. And I think when they appear on TV or they're interviewed, they need to be pressed about how they feel and what they think. I mean, there are a lot of things that I worry about. This is actually on my list of what I worry about. The Republican Party is imploding. It is becoming a far-right captive party to ideological, religious, and commercial interests. It is at the mercy of its financial backers and a cabal of leaders who are doing things like shrinking the electorate, gerrymandering, and taking every step they can to maintain power on behalf of themselves and those who are like-minded.
Says the woman in charge of the Clinton Foundation that took something on the order of $140 million from Russian sources after her husband got paid $500,000 for a short speech and met with Vladimir Putin at his home. I'm glad this is what concerns Hillary Clinton, because I hope to see her get pressed on the stand in front of Congress for her answers to previous questions from Congress, to her answers about how the money came from Russia and how it is that, as Secretary of State, she passed off on this Uranium One deal that brought great enrichment to the Clinton Foundation. I wonder how she's going to explain how the DNC and her campaign paid for this fake dossier that became the foundation, for the Russia collusion story involving Donald Trump in the first place, something that has found no evidence that we're aware of at this point. Yeah, I look forward to her being pressed. Don't you? It's Thursday, and this is the Steve Gruber Show.
Located just 5 blocks from the state capitol, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day in Lansing, delivering powerful advocacy for Michigan's job providers. The Chamber exists for and because of the thousands of business owners of every size and type across the state who've joined the Chamber in support of its mission to promote conditions favorable to job creation and business success in Michigan. This fall, the Michigan Chamber is holding regional meetings to listen to the concerns of business owners and provide updates on key legislative issues. Learn more and register at michamber.com.
It's tough being a new teacher these days, but early career educators across Michigan are determined to make a difference.
Education undoubtedly is under attack, just public education as a whole.
There's not a lot of people going into the profession because people are either telling them not to or because they listen to the legislation and they go, wow, being a teacher is it's not where you want to be right now.
I knew that if I became a teacher, I was going to be a good one. I was going to be there for my students no matter what. I was going to be an advocate for my students, and not just for my students, but for my staff and the colleagues I'm going to be working with.
If
I had a message for any person considering or even going into the education system, it's not easy, and don't give up when someone tells you to.
Young people are the voice of the future.
We go into teaching because our heart's into it. You give your heart and your soul every day, and it's worth it.
A message from the Michigan Education Association, MEA.org.
Every year, groups like the ACLU want to kick baby Jesus out of the manger. Salt and Light Global wants you to be informed. Salt and Light Global's new book, The Message of Christmas, The Supreme Court, and the Constitution by Professor William Wagner, informs you about the real liberty issues concerning Christmas. Salt and Light Global is giving a free e-copy of this important book to all who subscribe to our News and Developing Issues report. Sign up today at slgwitness.com. slgwitness.com.